Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Welch. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second, the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Danny Jackson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Danny Jackson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Larkin scores. It's Athletics, 1, Reds, 1. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Hasse moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hasse moves to third. One out. Bob Welch, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Welch hits a line drive towards first. Morris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is one for one in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sabo strikes out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Reds, 2. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasse hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Oliver. Henderson moves to third. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Randolph moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Scott Scudder now pitching. Bob Welch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Larkin moves to third. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Ester pinch hits for Scott Scudder. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground to center field. Henderson throws towards the plate. Hasse fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hasse. Oliver scores. Ester moves to second. It's 4-3. Athletics. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hasse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hasse is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a pop-up towards first. Mora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher bunts towards the mound. Welch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Welch fires to first and picks off Hatcher. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Welch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. Sabo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Randolph, who tags Sabo, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Jack Armstrong. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Winningham hits a line drive towards short. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Welch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 3 in the game. Welch bunts towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Duncan covering, for the out. Gallego moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Hal Morris. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hatcher scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Reds, 4. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sabo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Honeycutt fires over to first and McGuire drops the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Larkin moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher is walked intentionally. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Bordick pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Harold Baines pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Willie McGee now playing center field. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bates pinch hits for Rob Dibble. Billy Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bates hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sabo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bates moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bates scores. Sabo moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.